The question of what to do with defendants between arrest and trial is tying governments in knots all over the country, and Franklin County is no exception. A recent study commissioned by the county suggests housing suspects awaiting trial costs about $25 million a year, and people of color tend to face more time behind bars. I tagged along with a team of probation officers, working to help defendants get out of jail while they wait for trial. It's noisy and bustling in courtroom 4D. 6 days a week, defendants held in the Franklin County Jail are marched in for arraignment. A prosecutor reads their charges one by one, and public defenders walk up and down the line, holding hushed conversations with their new clients. Then, the judge makes the decision.
Bond is going to be recogged. You're going to get out of jail. The conditions are no acts of threats of violence, and stay away from the prosecuting witness. If she calls you, hang up. If she texts you, show it to your attorney. If you see her on the street, run away. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
That's Judge Mark Hummer, and recog is release on recognizance, or ROR, essentially a promise to return for your court date. The point of bond is to ensure people show up for court and don't commit other crimes before they get there. Holding defendants is expensive, and it can cost suspects their jobs, leave them behind on rent or bills, and put their children in limbo. So, an ROR is good news for that defendant. They'll be waiting for trial from home. But there's a lot of other work behind the scenes to help make that happen.
All right, good morning, guys. My name's Aaron. I'm an officer with Pretrial Services, and I'm here this morning to do a quick interview with each of you before your arraignment later today.
It's about 5 in the morning, and Aaron Duning is at the Franklin County Jail, interviewing suspects ahead of their arraignment. Those hearings start at 9, so she and the Pretrial Services team show up early to compile information about residence, employment, and criminal history.
Then I'll use those interviews to compile a report for the judge in hopes that each of you can potentially get an ROR today, be released. That's our goal. We want to avoid the likelihood that you have to post any kind of bond to get out of jail.
The team started its work in 2015. They want more pretrial release, but judges still often demand bail as an incentive to make sure a defendant stays on track. The problem is, many people can't afford to pay. A recent study of Franklin County's jail found on average, 69% of inmates were awaiting trial or other decisions in their case.
When you saw those numbers, what word came to mind?
Shocking.
This is Ben Guess, executive director of the ACLU of Ohio. He says bail reform is the group's top priority and notes the number of people awaiting trial in Franklin County's jail is actually higher than the national average. But he sees a silver lining.
I think the most encouraging thing about the study is the study itself, the fact that Franklin County is taking seriously efforts at bail reform, which is a concern nationally. So people in Franklin County should be proud of that fact.
Duning and her colleagues developed their recommendations for the judge by running those early morning jail interviews through risk assessment tools, sort of a scored checklist, including questions like age at first arrest or how often a person has failed to appear in court. But Guess says there's a problem with those tools.
We know that African Americans are arrested at far greater rates than white people are. And so if you apply a risk assessment that is based on prior arrest, that doesn't tell the whole story.
Those disparities play out in Franklin County. And the study notes some judges express skepticism about risk assessment tools that fail to consider inherent bias. According to the results, people of color are less likely to get an ROR, even when controlling for the severity of the charge. It's a problem Ronald Fowler, head of the pretrial services team, acknowledges. He's African American, and over nearly 30 years, he's watched how tough-on-crime policies have disproportionately impacted people of color. He has faith in the county's judges, but as one person, he's not sure how to fix the problem.
Except to participate in this process, be even more mindful of what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. That's how we combat it. That's what this whole resurgence in bail investigation is about, trying to make sure that the field gets more level.
Right now, many offenses lie outside the scope of pretrial services, and some days there are simply too many cases to complete interviews. The study recommends increasing how many cases get reviewed and conducting those reviews earlier as part of the booking process. County officials say they're looking for ways to do both. Nick Evans, WOSU News.